Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, Holy Spirit. Good evening, ADM.
giving honor to Christ, who is the head of my life, to my wife, Pastor Elect Barbara Smith, to my pastor, Apostle Temple and Lakeisha Spencer, to everyone at ADM Ministry, to all of our international partners, to all of our United States partners, and all of our local partners. Good evening, good evening. For this is the day that the Lord has made. And let us rejoice and be exceedingly glad in it. For we called on the Lord, and he heard our cry, and delivered us from that muck and miry clay. On today, you see, it was God that touched us with the seed of love and woke us up, closed us in our right mind, gave us the activity of all of our limbs. And as we went along through the day, God kept us, protected us. And as we look around, nothing is missing, nothing is broken. Everything is jointly and fitly on this wonderful Wednesday evening. Come, let us come into agreement together and give him the highest praise, hallelujah, to thank his holy name for all the things that he does for each and every one of us on today. Good evening, Mother Jackson. Bless you.
Evening to you, Pastor Smith, also. God bless you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, first I come to give Jesus Christ, who is the honor, who is the head of my life. And I give honor to my husband, Deacon Joe Jackson, to Apostle Temple, and to Lakeisha Spencer. And I give honor to you, Pastor Smith, and to Pastor-elect Barbara Smith, and to each and every one at ADM Ministry, and everyone that is tuning in all around the world. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come to you once more, God. Thank you for the opportunity, Heavenly Father. Lord Oboshe, God, to come into your throne once again with thanksgiving. Thank you, Lord Oboshe, God, how you kept us all day long and up to this point, God. We thank you today, God. We thank you, God, that you still had our mind stayed on you, God. We thank you for what you're doing right now in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we continually to lift up every man ministry, every woman ministry. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we lift them up to you today, God. Shield and protect them in a mighty way, God. Give them traveling mercy, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you for your healing power. If any is sick among you, God, heal in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you for what you're doing, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you today, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, God. I pray, God, that your people, hallelujah, constantly, God, have a praise upon them. Hallelujah, thought about that. No matter what they're going through, let them lift their hands to the Most High, God, and look towards the hills and say, God, I thank you. I magnify your name, God, because you're worthy to be praised, God. We thank you, God, for the food that you have put on our table, God. Oh, God, it wasn't us, but you made the way out of no way. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you today, God. So we lift up our spirits up to yours, God. Oh, God, we ask that you shine your light. Shine your light down on us, God. If anything is not like you, God, today, God, we pray that you take it out. Oh, God, we continually pulling down every stronghold. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, in the name of Jesus. Hey, God, have your way today. Have your way, God. Move us out the way, God, and you come in. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we realize because when you come on the scene, God, everything you have to get in the little can little boat order. Everything you have to stand still. Oh, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, how we thank you, God. Let us continue to push, God, like never before, God. Oh, God, don't let us be weary and well doing, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we lift every sick vessel up to you, God, today. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, once more we speak, God. By your stripes, hold up, Oshandra, yes, he come by your stripes, yes, you are healed in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you for your healing power, God. We thank you for your delivering power, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we pray, God, that you draw souls near to you, God. Save, deliver, and set me in the name of Jesus, God. We lift up every youth once more in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, keep them covered up under the blood of Jesus today, God. Order their footsteps. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Send forth your angels, God, before them in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you for them, God. We realize, God, that you're doing a great thing in them in these last and evil days, God. Oh, we thank you for saving, delivering, setting the captive free, and filling them with your Holy Spirit, God. We thank you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we speak today, be a mind regulator for somebody. In the name of Jesus, God, we speak today. Today, God, be that hard fix to the boat, God. But somebody today, I know the boy today, God. Oh, God, we speak today, Lord, be that friend, Lord, somebody need a friend like never before, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you today, God, because we know that you're a bread maker. You're a maker way out of nowhere, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. When our back is against the wall, God, oh, somehow, God, of the boat, you make a way, God, that we come forth in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you, Lord, today. Don't forget about our elder ones, God. Oh, God, shield and protect them in the mighty name of Jesus. How to come to the boat, God. Oh, God, set your angels before their door, God. Shield them and protect them, God. Let no hurt, harm, or danger come before them in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Yes, Lord, I thank you today, God. I thank you, little boy, shake, God, for everything that you are doing, God. I thank you. I don't know about Sunday. You didn't have to do it, but you did, God. We all ought to begin to praise God like never before. We all ought to know, God. I'll just say hallelujah in a high. Hallelujah, whatever you're going through, you still need to praise God. Whatever you're doing right now, you need to put it aside and just begin to praise God. Give him all the honor and the praise in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. We thank you, God. Separate us from things, God, that don't mean us no good. Separate us from things, God. Everybody send out that's not Father, they come to the bullshit. It is not Christ that like that. Let us separate ourselves in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Now that we know better, God, let us do better in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, how we thank you today. How we thank you, God, because what a great God that you are, God. You loved us when we didn't even love ourselves. That's ought to give somebody something to think about. Because God don't have to do what he do. Oh, but he do it out of his love and his kindness and his mercy and his grace. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, let your perfect will be done today, God. Let your perfect divine will be done. And we ought to begin to say, God, here I am. How do I send out? I'm just a vessel. Want to be used by you, God. Let your perfect will be done in my life. I'll say yes to your will. Somebody out there, I'll just say, God, I thank you. I want to do your will today. How do I send out? I'm just tired of the out. I'm tired of going through. I'm tired of going back. And I'm tired of going around and around. How do I send out? Oh, God, help me today, God. I'm dead of a kind of I got some issues, God. I'm messed up from the floor. Oh, God, I need you to come in, little boy. Come in, speak to the Lord. Here I am. I'm asking you to come in, speak to the Lord. Have your way in my life, God. Save me, God, today. Fill me with your precious Holy Ghost. That I can walk right out of the ocean. Oh, God, let me get to that wheel. Let me get to that fountain, God, where I can drink of this water, Lord, son. Oh, God, where I can take this taste of alcohol away from me, where I can take the taste of nicotine, where I can take this incredible shining of drugs, God, fornication, lies, Lord, son. Oh, God, help me today that I can walk like you walk, God. I know I can walk like you, God, Lord, son. Oh, God, it's the Lord, with the Holy Spirit in me, God. Lead me and guide me to our truth, God. I want to know your truth today, God. I'm crying out for somebody. Oh, I'm crying out for somebody today, God. Have mercy on our soul, God. In the name of Jesus, God, begin to shake them, God. Begin to shake, God, today. In the mighty name of Jesus, hey, God, hey, God, oh, God. Oh, God, oh, God, hey, God. Yes, God, it's time. It's time for us to pray like never before. It's time for us to fast and lay before you like never before, God. And these last and evil days, God. If not so, God, we won't be able to make it. Oh, but I tell you, it's a nation we'll make it. A nation that won't stand. A nation will stand before you, God. A nation that will bow down before you. No other God but you, God. A nation will say yes to you will, God. I'll go wherever you want me to go. Yes to you will, hide my son. I might not know everything, God, but yet still I go. Yes, Lord, today, let your will be done. I want your will, perfect will in my life, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you today, God. We just thank you and give you all the glory, God. These things we ask in the name of the Father, the Son, and the precious Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. Hallelujah, mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hey, glory.
We thank you on your feet. That's
Christ.
Oh, touch rightness.
In the name. Hallelujah.
Touch us, Lord.
Yes.
What we need, we touch our lives in our hearts,
yes.
In our hearts.
Yes, Lord Jesus. Yes. Yes.
Come on,
yes, Lord. Lord.
Come on,
yes.
Down. Let your glory be right now. Send
yes.
Down your all over right now. In the
yes,
name of Jesus.
Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Hey, yes, Lord Jesus.
We look for you, Holy Spirit. To come down right now.
Mm. Yes, Lord, come to the most high God.
Let us pray.
Oh, Jesus.
What we need to do, Lord Jesus.
Yes,
Lord,
yes, Lord.
Lord.
Yes,
yourself.
Lord.
High,
yes,
Lord.
Lord
Jesus.
Mm, yes,
with
Lord.
Oh, glory, hallelujah. To
hallelujah,
help us to take
Lord.
In your name, mm.
Yes,
Spirit.
Lord. Hey, yes, Lord.
Move and take full control right now.
Yes, Lord. In the name of Jesus.
Right
yes,
now.
Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Come, Lord. Come, Lord.
Come, Lord. Come, Lord. Jesus.
Hey, Jesus. Yes, Lord.
The ultimate sacrifice.
Yes, Lord.
In every one of us, we have a way back to the true life.
Jesus, hallelujah.
Jesus.
And that little. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Because it was nothing but your blood.
Yes,
okay.
Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, the Lord.
It was nothing but your Holy Spirit.
Oh, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Jesus, for you, God. Oh, I thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
To come once again.
Mm. Yes.
Give your name. The
hallelujah. Heart. Yes, the Lord.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
Yes, Bible study point.
Amen.
Oh, come on.
Hallelujah. Yes.
That mother only is getting ready to bring the word of life.
Amen.
To every one of us. Mother O.G., take over you.
God bless you, God bless you, God bless you. Somebody ought to just say amen and thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Thank you,
Jesus. Oh,
amen.
Glory.
Yes,
what a mighty
Lord.
God we serve.
Amen.
Oh, what a mighty God we serve.
Yes, Lord.
Like you just
yes.
Feel something in the air. Great expectations.
Yes.
Like I feel like God is going to bring a blessing that I ain't even looking for, that I didn't even ask for. I just got that great expectation down in my sanctified soul this day.
Wherever you are, man,
God.
Woman, if you're in the kitchen
life.
With the children.
Who's the head of my life. And to Apostle Temple Spencer, First Lady Lakeisha.
Amen.
To you, Pastor Smith. Pastor-elect Barbara Smith and all of the ministers, the praise team, the mothers, the deacon-elects, the children, everyone that it takes to make an ADM ministry, and everyone that's under the sound of my voice. I greet you with peace and love. Well, this has been a very good week for me. I'm just excited and just so much of going on with the different ones coming. I was thinking about a Minister Ponton came with a time and a season for all things, and Pastor Smith talked about patience. And tonight, I'm going to talk about the sister of the patient. Is that peace? Do you have inner peace? You know, we are fixing to embark, some of us, to a higher plateau in Christ. And this is where we're going to need to work on patience and have that inner peace to run this race. It's just like the song say, live in me, Jesus. Have your way in me. Because we may be the only Jesus that some of these people will ever see. So they should see Jesus living in us. This has been a phenomenal year. And this is a phenomenal December. The theologians on the different ones on the radio and what have you is talking about the unusual feeling in the air this December. And I found out some information that I'm going to share with you. When you go home, or if you're at your home, look at your calendar. You have 5 Saturdays, 5 Sundays, and 5 Mondays. They said this is phenomenal December, that it won't happen again for 893 years. So it's ironic that Pastor, not even knowing this, and just with the Holy Spirit dealing with him, that we would have this ordination services in December. I look at it from a spiritual standpoint. And if you're not ready, you need to get ready, because this is not just a cakewalk. It's not about something but getting a piece of paper. You got to live what you say you got, because without holiness, no man will see the Lord. And we're going to talk about peace. Well, Mother OG, what is peace? Peace is freedom from any kind of disturbance. It's quietness. Tranquility, what we've been in for the past 3 days, just being in the presence of God, just, you know, just letting him just bask in his glory. It said peace is mentioned 429 times in the King James Version of the Bible. So that means from Genesis to Revelation, you can find something about peace. And it said the number 9. It represents the movement of God. What have you learned in the 7th year, which was completeness? What did you learn in the 8th year, which was a new beginning? And now he's wanting you to put into motion what you learned on this year. And that's the fruit of the Spirit. And that's, you know, is patience, joy, love, peace, all of the above. And you have to work on that little by little. Each time you pray, each time we read our Bible, each time we not just read the word but study the word, we invite peace in. And you can speak peace. What's up under your lip? That's your mouth. And your mouth can either speak peace into your existence, or it can speak hellfire and damnation. What are you speaking? If you have that inner peace, you speak in what the Word of God says, what we've been studying all this week. And I'm just going to share one of some of the scriptures the pastor has given us to put in our remembrance, put in our spirit, man. It all comes when you have that peace and that patience. And obedience is key. If you obey what the words say and have a patient await on it, he will keep you in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. The first one I'm going to convey is the 28th chapter of Deuteronomy, 1st through the 10th verses. He said, if you fully obey the Lord your God and carefully follow all his commands I give you today, the Lord your God will set you high above all nations on earth. All these blessings will come upon you and accompany you if you obey the Lord your God. You will be blessed in the city, blessed in the country. The fruit of your womb will be blessed. The crops of your land and the young of your livestock, the calves, the herds, the lambs of your flock. Your basket and your kneading trough will be blessed. You will be blessed when you come in and blessed when you come out. The Lord will grant that the enemies who rise up against you will be defeated before you. They will come at you from one direction, but flee from you in seven. The Lord will send a blessing on your barns, on everything you put your hand to. The Lord your God will bless you in the land he has given you. The Lord will establish you as his holy people if you keep his command. And that's what the ordination coming up to those of you that are being us, that are being ordinated, is to be obedient if we want the blessings of God. We must obey what the word of God. A good example of peace in the Bible was Paul. How many of us, if we were locked up and tortured in a Roman jail, would stay in the presence of God? Would have the unction to write all of these books that we read? Would you have been that patient? Would you have been in peace? Psalms 34 and 14 say, turn from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. Are you seeking peace today? Are you still complaining about what's going on in your life? The difficulties, if you can't pay a bill, or somebody said something you didn't like, or the children acting up, husbands and wives acting up, pursue peace. Just say, peace be still. Speak to your difficult problems like God spoke to the wind and the rain and wind and said, peace be still. We can speak to our situation, to our problems. Psalms 119, the 165th verse say, great peace have you who love God's law, and nothing will make you stumble. And some verses say nothing will make you be offended or make you fall if you keep your peace. The next verse that we studied out of Isaiah 41 and 9. I brought you from the ends of the earth. I'm reading out of the New English Version. I brought you from the end of the earth. I call you from his father's corners and said to you, you are my servant. This is us. We are God's servant. This is what the Spirit has spoke to our apostle, or else he wouldn't be anointing and ordaining anyone. He has certainly had to hear from God. He says he called you from the furthest corner. That means no matter what you did, if you have repented and ask God for forgiveness, he can use you. I did not reject you, but chose you. Do not be afraid. I am with you. I am your God. Let nothing terrify you. I will make you strong and help you. I will protect you and save you. Those who are angry with you will know the shame of defeat. Those who fight against you will die and will disappear from the earth. I am the Lord your God. I strengthen you and tell you, do not be afraid, for I will help you. That means be anxious for nothing, but in everything give thanks. We will have difficult times. We will go through illness. We will go through pain and sorrow, the loss of a loved one, aches and pain in our body. But we can always look and say, peace, be still. Speak peace into your situation. So, Lord, I yield my vessel to you. Let you live in me. Live in me, Jesus. Have your way in me, Lord. This is what we should all have in our hearts and minds as we embark on this beautiful journey as becoming servants, ministers, prophets, pastors of God. We must keep our mind stayed on Jesus. He said in his word that he would keep you in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. What is your attitude like? When the problems come and difficulty come, do you fly off the handle, get angry? Sometimes you have to hear and don't hear. And it doesn't matter what people say about you. It's not your business. It's them. They're the one concerned. So what you have to do, keep looking to the hills from which comes all our help. All our help comes from who? Coming from the Lord, and he told you in Proverbs, now don't lean, acknowledge him in all his ways. Don't lean to your own understanding, but acknowledge him in all his ways, and he will what? He will direct your path. So sometimes we try to take matters into our own hand. That's when we lose patience. Sometimes we just cry and moan and whine and complain. That's when we lose our peace. So I say today to you, practice patience a day at a time. Keep your peace. And above all, love God with all your heart, mind, and soul. And be humble. Try to get along with every man if it's possible. And live holy, because without holiness, none of us will ever see the Lord. I hope that this has encouraged someone today to know that we are walking in our season, that this is a phenomenal time in God, that we are walking to our victory, and let Jesus live in us. And just before I leave, I'd like to drop a nugget on you, as always. Peace is not the absence of trouble, but the presence of God's power in the midst of your trouble. So I say to you today, peace, be still. God loves you, and so do I. God bless you. Back in the hands of you, Pastor Smith.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you. What a wonderful teaching lesson. Amen. Praise God. On peace. Amen. Backing up patience.
Amen.
Hand in hand. Praise God. And when we do those things, hallelujah, God is pleased with us. Amen.
Amen.
That we acknowledge him for who he is.
Yeah.
That we obey his commandments. And that every promise in the book is ours. That he has already written our life like a ready writing on today.
Yeah.
Amen. Obey God. Seek peace. Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
Don't let nothing. Nothing stumble you or turn you around. Amen.
Amen.
Remember,
hallelujah.
God chose you, not we ourselves. Amen.
Amen.
And acknowledge
Amen.
God, praise God at every turn in time and every day. Acknowledge
Amen.
Him. Amen.
Amen.
Live holy. Amen.
Yes.
Walk
Amen.
Into your season. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. And if you come out of the midst of the Almighty God, go back in to the midst of Almighty God, where he will bless you and keep
yes.
you. Amen.
Yeah,
praise
Amen.
God, Mother. Powerful
Amen.
Word. Powerful on today.
Yeah.
Amen. And we thank God for you. Amen. And in this time, we turn this portion of the service over to our own pastor and apostle, Temple Smithster. God bless you, Pastor.
God bless you all. God bless you. God bless you, Mother Helen. God bless you.
God
bless
you, Mother
Pastor. Amen. 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 a very important word, very important piece, people of God. You know, be honest with you, it's starting to be a situation where the saints of God are finding trouble to find peace, because we don't got to the place to where we don't lived in a dysfunctional relationship so long to where the trouble to it brings trouble when peace needs to come in. In other words, some of us be fighting the devil for so long we don't understand when we are not having warfare, how do it feel? Amen. Some of us, you know, it seems like we're not gonna, seems like some of us can't get a blessing unless we're going through a trial. Seems like, you know, God is not finna do something unless we're going through something. And it seems like it's getting to the point to where peace is something that is said but not experienced. Amen. And it seems like the saints of God, we're not getting to the place of finding peace. It feels like, my God, when we try to when we overcome one issue, now here come my body. My body want to have some issue. When we overcome that issue, here come a family issue. Now here come a job issue. Here come other issues that is causing, my God, our walk to be very discomfort. So the strategy is, and the way is, how to find peace in the midst of your storm. How to find peace in the midst of your situation. My God, Mother Helen said so much, and it's so much it's highlighted, amen, special aim towards to a lot of ministers. And this is the place to where a mature saint of God, you have to get at. Amen. You got to demand your peace. It seems though we could demand something else around us. We could demand we could demand that, we could try to demand respect, but it seems like we have a hard time to demanding our peace. When the last time that you demand your peace? What are you saying, Pastor? Well, I'm saying this, my God, when the enemy tried to come up, or when gossip, or when persecution came your way, when did you demand peace in your home, peace in your spirit? When did you tell yourself, say, self, you're going to get it together, and we're going to walk, and we're going to join with the living God? Saints of God, we got to begin to walk in a relationship that is functional. Amen. So many of us are so used to this dysfunctional relationship to where when somebody begins to speak about warfare, be speaking about, oh, here comes the devil and devil and devil and devil, we feel so that's the gospel. Amen. From the last time I checked, my God, God dealt with the devil. He kicked the devil. He put the devil in his place and where he belongs. But my God, God is the God that reigns up high. And I don't know about you, but I want to reign up high with the God that I serve. And I know that many of you right now, you are ready to reign with the God that you serve. And if you are ready to reign with the God that you are ready, that you serve, I tell you what, you might as well forget everything that you are going through and just look at the God that you got to go through. Y'all hear me? My God Almighty. And I'm telling you right now, that's where you're going to find your peace. Finding your peace is very simple. Finding your peace is very simple. Understand that God is with you. Understand that God is with you. I remember times to where I done been through some trials, I done been through this, I done been through some naysayers, I done been through some haysayers, but guess what? It ain't shake my boat not one time. Why? Because I know that God is with me. I know that God is with me. You got to know that God is with you. And when you live, like Pastor Smith was saying and Mother Helen was saying, a holy life, when you live a holy life, you best to believe that's the peace all by itself. Because the Bible says, God said, I will fight your battle. I will take care of everything. Cast your cares upon me. And when you know, when you do that, saints of God, I'm telling you right now, it's a beautiful thing. I want you to begin to try that for the rest of this year. I want you to begin to try, my God, I'm going to allow God to fight your battles. I want you to begin to try, let the naysayers say what they want to say, because they never give you the whole information in a way, or never tell the whole truth in a way. Let them say what they want to say, and I want you to take a step back and let the Lord fight your battle. I want you to go into a place of prayer. I want you to go into a place of walk into the covenant with God and see what God is going to do. I want you to try God on that level. Next time you go to the Word and they want to bring all this chaos and everything around you and all this talk that want to go on, I want you to do something for me. I want you to hold your peace. Amen? But and that's
Amen.
The thing right there. We got to hold our peace. Start giving your peace out to everybody. Start allowing everybody to borrow your peace. Start giving your peace to this person and that person in this situation and that place. With the Bible thought, what's this? This saying here, if I hold my peace and let the Lord fight my battle, victory shall be mine. And I know that as many of you, all you have to do is hold your peace. And victory is going to be yours. I want you to try that. I want you to try that. I want you to get to the place to where you just holding your peace. I want you to get to the place. You don't have to call them no more. You don't have to do this big phone call. You don't have to react. You don't have to act all here and there. Amen? You just hold your peace and let the Lord fight your battle. And I'm telling you right now, peace is, my God, it's like an activation in the spirit realm where to get things activated. I'm telling you right now. And I want you to begin to try that because you need to try new strategy going into 2019. Many of you don't got very discouraged. You're used to a dysfunctional and abusive relationship. What I mean by abusive, you're used to the enemy beating you up. You're used to the enemy tap dancing on your head. You used to coming home and you used to yelling at the devil and the devil used to yelling at you. You used to binding the devil and releasing him. He used to binding you and releasing you. I want you to try something. I want you to walk in the presence of God and hold your peace. And when you hold your peace, God says, I will fight your battle. My God. And I'm telling you right now, and I found out, my God, you cannot fight a battle like God. God is a bad man on the battlefield. And it's best bet to let him go ahead and take care. And one thing I know about God, he hasn't lost a battle yet, and I don't think he's planning on losing any. So you need to tell your situation, I'm going to hold my peace. And my Lord's going to fight my battle. You need to tell your circumstances, I'm going to hold my peace, and the Lord's going to fight my battle. You need to next time tell the naysayer, I'm going to hold my peace, and the Lord's going to fight my battle. If I have any pastors and apostles on this line tonight, my God Almighty, you need to tell the enemy when they want to come in like a flood and want to shake things up, if I hold my peace, the Lord will fight my battle. Somebody is going through a financial situation that night. I want you to tell your finances, I'm going to hold my peace, and the Lord is going to fight my battle. If somebody going through in their home tonight, I want you to speak it in your home. If I hold my peace, and let the Lord fight my battle. Reason why. And after a while, my God, if they want an answer, I want to give them an answer. They ask you, what is the reason why to hold your peace? You need to tell them that other part, because victory shall be mine. Somebody said, me, my God, I'm mine. My God, that's a shout moment right there. My God, somebody need to tell themselves, victory shall be mine. Look at your own self in the mirror and say, self, if I hold my peace and let the Lord fight my battle. Matter of fact, ask yourself a question, why you want to hold your peace? Well, you might as well answer yourself. They think you're crazy anyway, so you might as well go ahead and play crazy. Because victory shall be mine. If anybody got the victory, my God, tonight, my God, if you got the victory, I tell you to shout with me in the Holy Ghost. Because we got the victory. We ain't in my boat so many storms, but guess what? We got some things of God that will not be moved. We going to what storm has come our way. Why? Because victory shall be school. Powers, and I say you holler at your boy in the spirit realm. Holler at me tonight. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
No matter what you go through,
hallelujah.
You need to tell your situation. If I hold my peace, and I'm going to let the Lord fight my battle.
Yeah.
I don't see the Lord fight so much battles this year. I don't see the Lord fight so many battles. My own deacon-elect Joe, he could testify. Mother Jessica could testify. Mother Helen, you could testify. Tessa Smith could testify. I could go down in the list of my spiritual children, the Harrisons, they could testify. I could go down the list on and on and on, because we got to a place to where we're going to hold our peace. Otherwise, we ain't going to say a word in the natural, but we're going to be giants in the spirit, because God said, if you hold your peace, I'm going to fight your battle. Y'all better hear me, my God Almighty. Is there anybody ready to fight in the Holy Ghost? Amen. Give God a praise. My God, if you're ready to fight in the Holy Ghost, all you got to do is hold your peace. In the name of Jesus. I think somebody don't call revelation in the spirit. I think somebody don't call this thing. Amen. You don't need to fight no more. You don't need to be in an abusive relationship with the devil no more. You don't need to go with the people no more. Because at the end of the day, they ain't the one going to give you your blessing. They ain't going to be the one to pay your bill. They ain't the one that's going to heal you or deliver you. They ain't going to be the one when you need a call upon the Lord. They ain't going to be the one to be to your rescue. So you might as well let the Lord work on, because the victory shall be yours. I feel the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
I feel the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
Somebody talk this. I'm trying to get up off of this line. Well, my spirit, instead of being poor, my God, somebody is catching this thing. You know how to say 2019, you got to hold your peace. 2019, let them lie on you. Let them say what they want to say. I don't care if it's going to be a lie. A lie is seething, but a lie is going to fall. The truth is going to stand. And at the end of the day, God will hold you up.
Hallelujah.
But many of you are going to get it tonight. You understand that all you're going to do is dig a hole if you just keep speaking, if you keep talking. I'm telling you right now, silence is a killer. It is a giant killer. It's an enemy killer. You don't have to say nothing. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
God is on your side. You just walk upright and walk truth and walk holy and before him. Let people, my God, let people stereotype you. Let people have their opinion about you. Let people, my God, prophetically see what they want to see inside of you. Long as they can see you in some mess, they don't see what God is doing over this. And nobody hear me up in here. My God, something is sure that they're seeing, because you don't have to worry about them trying to come over this side, because the way God is blessing you, what he's doing with you, because they see you in some mess. So let them see you in that mess, and let God keep blessing you over here. Y'all gotta hear me over here. My God, my, you don't have to fight no more. And I declare and decree that you don't fight like that no more.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Y'all already know, y'all forgive me. We've been in prayer, my God, fasting all this week. It don't take much. My God almighty. My God,
Amen.
I'm going to see you again tonight, 12 midnight. 12 midnight tonight. We're going to keep going in the Holy Ghost. We ain't stopping for nothing. My God. But before I leave, please remember this. Hold your peace. Let the Lord fight your battles. Let them say what they want to say. Let whatever come in your way, let it come. Because at the end of the day, you got to make sure. If you feel yourself on the last shot, I want you to check yourself. And check yourself and tell yourself, number one, they don't pay your bills. Number two, they don't have the power to stop your blessing. Y'all got to hear me. Number three, God ain't placed them in your life to be your husband or be your wife. Y'all got to hear me up in here. Number four, y'all gotta hear me up in here. Number four, the person that's gonna judge if you're right or wrong is God himself.
Mm-hmm.
So next time, when you're ready to lash out or ready to go somewhere, you take a step back and say, wait a minute. Wait a minute. These folks don't pay my bills. Wait a minute. Why am I worried about their lives? Well, I don't worry about what they got to say. They don't buy me my coat.
Hallelujah.
Y'all got to hear me up in here. They don't put shoes on my feet. Y'all don't hear me up in here. Why I got to worry about them? The person that I got to worry about, with everybody don't turn your backs on you. You can't get a phone call through. You can't get somebody to say, are you all right? That's the person that got your back right there. Because when you call upon the name of Jesus, he will be there. He will be there. He will be there. So hold your peace, saints. Hold your peace. Don't fight like that no more. Because God want to fight for you. And he will fight for you.
Amen.
There's a living witness. You just stay. Keep your face on the floor. And stay before the living God.
Amen.
And at the end of the day, God's going to raise you. He's going to raise you. And let everybody say what they want to say. But God is going to keep elevating you. And before you know it, you in other rooms and other platforms while the others still on the ground with the chicken and got something to say and pecking at the ground, pecking at the dirt. My God, until the talents get on their beats and they can't even hold their own beak up no more. And you just soaring in the spirit realm. And you're only going to do that if you hold your peace. Let the Lord fight your battles. Get the ring. Victory shall be yours. I see you this morning at 12. I see you tonight at 12 a.m. God bless you all. That you, Pastor Smith.
God bless you.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, it is well. It is well. With our soul. Come on back at 12 a.m. And then we'll meet again at 7 a.m.
Jesus.
We will come and meet together again.
Hallelujah.
You have delivered my soul from the snare of the enemy. Lord. You held and protected me. If I just keep my mind on thee, you'll keep me in perfect peace.
Thank you.
'Cause in Christ alone.
Yeah. Hey.